This is another in the biweekly series of reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. Today, Senator McCarthy is questioned about several problems now facing the Senate. Senator, there have been some headlines in Minnesota recently about a widening split between you and the president. How do you characterize your present relations with the White House?
I don't think that headline was particularly accurate. I, of course, have been critical of policy in Vietnam for about a year and a half, and I suppose that each time that the administration escalates or intensifies or extends that war, they go somewhat farther from my position, and there is therefore a kind of widening or greater spread between my position and the administration one in Vietnam. The other issue that was involved was the question of the tax increase. The Treasury, of course, is recommending a tax increase as early as October. I think that the Finance Committee, and that I as a member of it, will have to take a hard look at the figures in late September and October. My difference with reference to the tax question is really one of timing at this time and of an unwillingness to say now that I would be for a tax increase, which we won't have to act upon for approximately 2.5 months. At the same time, I have been supporting the administration's position on foreign aid generally in opposition to the cuts which the Senate appears will try to make as we debate it this week.
Senator, on the tax increase question, the House Ways and Means Committee is holding hearings on it right now. They seem to have their back up on this one. Do you see any chance that Congress will not go along?
Well, it is possible. I think it will depend on the economic indicators. There are two or three things, I think, that go into the, that help to explain at least the attitude the House Ways and Means Committee is taking. One is that they were called upon to act on excise taxes and then to reverse their position, and then about the time that the original position was to prevail to continue the reversal again. I think there's some feeling of unhappiness over the action we were called upon to take on the investment credit, not the most recent, but roughly a year before that when the investment credit was suspended, and then, of course, this year when the suspension was repealed. So that on the basis of a record in which the Ways and Means Committee responded to the administration request and to the Treasury's request, and then found 6 months or a year later that what they had done was at least appears to have been a mistake, that the advice they took and the recommendations that they had accepted were not particularly sound. About the third time out, why any committee of the Congress is certain to be a little bit gun-shy.
On Vietnam, Senator, do you think the climate might be a little better for negotiations after the elections in South Vietnam next month, perhaps something involving the UN?
I hope that the elections go well and that they come pretty close to being honest elections. I'm not sure that that this in itself will prepare the way for some kind of negotiation, but I don't see any other way of approaching a partial settlement or of taking the first step toward some kind of settlement, or I should say nothing that would seem to me as promising as a what would appear to be an honest and a constructive election in South Vietnam. Therefore, I hope that it goes well, that the elections are not discredited, and that we can then begin to deal with a government which has popular support, of which we are certain.
Is it possible that something that could be worked out involving the United Nations, as some wish?
I don't see the UN directly involved in South Vietnam, unless it should be that the new government itself might make a bid. Other than that, the UN would have to come in pretty much on its own momentum and by its own decision. It hasn't been moved to do that up to this point.
Public opinion polls in this country, Senator, show some political fallout from the big city riots this year. What do you think their longer-term political effects might be?
It's difficult to say. I think it depends on what happens if we have additional riots, if the violence becomes more severe, and if it becomes more extensive, and especially if these things happen in the face of a somewhat more intense effort to eliminate some of the conditions which at least contribute to the unrest and to the riots and to the violence which we have seen in most of our major cities over the last year and a half.
Thank you, Senator. This was another in the biweekly series of reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. We invite you to listen next week to a report by Senator Walter Mondale.